This is the tape of the Red Dog meeting held at Kiana on March 11, 1982.
Ago, and the shareholders, Savami, the Florida of Louis, Nana, Billy Cassie, Savami, Tamruma, and Mahomian Pagan, can I say for Puta? He has sick. He has given to what? He was in the last Savari, who was Captain Jimmy, and not Captain Andy. First portion of this thing will be on the slides to be taken by George and Jerry Booth. Then after that, John Chick will explain more what Nana plans to do or how the mine will affect our subsistence and our way of living. So when John will then ask for questions, so be prepared to ask those questions as you watch this slide. Thank you. And Robert Knight. Lights.
Go through these slides, first of all. And after the meeting breaks up, after questions and so on, people can come up and have a look at this model of the Red Dog area. Also have a look at some samples of the ore from Red Dog and see what zinc and lead concentrate look like. This Papakwa slideshow, but this is the material that we shipped out and sold from the property. And then we also have some samples of the metal themselves here. Some little models or toys showing the kind of equipment that would be used in the mining part. What we'll do is run through some slides and tell you a little bit about Cominco and a little bit about the lead zinc.
There are some areas that we're concerned with, I guess, of who we are. And so we have a lot to say with whether that mine will open or not. One of those areas is subsistence, one's environment, jobs. Size of the mine, the concerns the jobs do because the mine, too big a mine is open, we need to prepare our people for it, and we need to have a lot of outside mine. project as being something that somebody else is doing. It's not. It's our project. That land belongs to them. It's your land. This project, we get into it, we're a partner. We spent a whole year trying to find my partner. Trying to learn there's no companies. This team was involved in that. Trying to end up using that to make the best partners for us. We just make it. Some of it was because they were good at mining in the Arctic. A lot of it was because of the way they handle set it up so that we identify the jobs that are going to be available. We'll work with you, working through our people, our people, we have manpower division, find out what kind of skills our people have got, what they're willing to do to work this project. How long it has to start the construction earlier so that these jobs will be available for the feasibility study. Try to match up people with jobs that our people are going to have to take those jobs and work at the project. The long term, that we'd like to have before, as people are the jobs in the higher website. We want that to happen. If that happens, we're going to shut the project down. For another reason, the main reason we get it. If we're not going to get a job, we don't even want to do it. They're not going to get a job. The other thing is, it's important, where we've got to help, is how we use it. Right now, with little money comes into our region, we have all kinds of problems. We can't handle it. The payroll of that mine is going to run something like $10 million a year. Half of that's going to come to our village, at least 10 at the beginning. Eventually, all of it. We can't handle what we got. What are we going to do with another $5 million? We're all going to have big parties for the yard today. Throw it away. Hurt each other. So our spirit program becomes important. We've got to be prepared to handle this kind of thing. Sure, it can be good for us, but we have to be prepared to do it right. That's where that becomes important. To the point where you know we told you this spirit program is important to them because it's important for all of us. To the point where we may even make it tough for people who are not involved, who are not helping our people out through our spirit program to get jobs. Happen. But if we're going to get benefits out of this, that's how we're going to have to get it. It doesn't do us any good. We don't want to bring something in that hurts us. We're not going to. So our spirit programs are going to have to work. We're going to get the benefits out of this. It's the only way. Otherwise, I might as well quit. All I'll be doing is helping the hurt. Not only the people who are having hard times, responsibilities to all of us. We've got to make about our program. They agree with it. They know it'll work. So if we get our program working, our people, those of you who go to work at that mine, are not going to look at that mine as being just another job. Go there and stop and hours. We won't look at it that way. We'll look at it as being your mine. We'll get in there and we'll do your hard work because you know it's yours. Will operate better, make better profits. Then so it happens that we'll come back to us and that anyway. Everybody will be happy. If they're able to handle that, we'll have many jobs. We'll do a lot to take care of a lot of the problems we're having today. But at the same time, you notice what we're trying to do is keep behind down our people work. We'll do that. This will allow people to live in your village. So if you don't end up being a miner, you don't want to make a miner's own. So that's all you want to do. You want to keep life pretty much the same. So if you can hunt and fish, enjoy the country, live in your village. Village life is better than any mining town. And you will retain what's good that you've got, and still get the benefit. That's really what we're trying to do. It's going to take all of you. Even if you don't work in mine, supporting this project at home, you're going to work. You're going to be coming around. You're probably getting tired of hearing about it over the next few years. We'll be coming back and telling you what's going on, even though you don't want to hear about it, maybe. What we want to do is make you realize that that's your mind. Not coming to those, not man. It's yours, always. It's a big, big change, big move. It can help us a lot. It can hurt us. It's up to us. Right now, if that mine goes the way we're looking at it, looks like that the mine will last over 50 years. But I was just telling you, when we get to the point where we're getting 50%, it'll be somewhere after 40 years. So there'll be a time when we'll get. Chances are that mine will last longer than 50 years. They don't like to project that way until they get it. They're sure of what's there. Their holes are. Still holds our three far apart right now, so they don't want to guess what to put in between. But they figure it will go double. That's what the amount they can do. That money, all of that money I talked about, the Nanistan, is subject to 7i. That's a provision for settlement act that we have to share with the other people. So of that, all that money each year will be 34%. The rest of it will divide it up to the other region. That's how it's set up. So we wouldn't get all that money. But this works, it can take us all out of the people to deal with the jobs. Yeah, there were a few very preliminary rules that were made on 7-9. Essentially, what the court said was, you guys settled it. We'll give you until May 3rd and 4th. And it's all year. We're still having a big explosion. Any questions you have about the that's something that's being respected too.
There's a bill that Frank is working on. we hear on the radio. I'm just wondering if he's thinking about Red Dog or thinking about the Kobuk Valley with a railroad, or what's that deal on it?
I think this is just a good way of working at something that he doesn't like. There's an effort to try and get trying, there's a bill to try to get something in there. But I think what Frank is doing, instead of just fighting it outright, he's amending the movement so it doesn't fit what they want. Because it doesn't make sense to us. We're not, to us, anything that.
To run a railroad up here, no.
Well, I think you study it.
Except that radio was not even constitute to know constitute area. So I haven't had a chance to talk to Frank.
I never worry about those things because the state can't come up with enough money now to take care of the highways and maintenance that are all built. How are they going to work in hundreds of billions of dollars more for the roads up? It's a good thing you brought it up because they've had the meetings up the river. But our position is that whatever you people want or don't want, that's a position and a statement. And Frank knows that. So I wouldn't worry about that. I think it's going to be a meeting here in us. So the last time we went through meetings like this, we were told specifically by all of you.
Back to this, as far as the feasibility study goes and the actual construction of the reverse out, for the time period, for the job that you
as part of the feasibility study, they have to study that. Right now, the quickest that these things could be done would be a year and a half of the feasibility study. To 3 years for construction. And you're looking at 5 to 6 years before you start. That's petition, they said, oh, they can't do it there. So they went to way up here somewhere. The other day on the
probably won't bring those coins every year. I'd like to thank you on behalf of the Mink as well.
B10, Elwood.
That's the end of the Kiana portion of the tape. This is the Norvik meeting to discuss the Red Dog project held March 11, 1982 in Norvik.